Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivina and Tony with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Gold Coast GCB Constructions license has been suspended after allegedly failing to pay debts. According to the state's peak body industry, the suspension could indicate the end to locally built high-rises in the city. GCB Constructions is currently working on a variety of projects, including a surf club, residential projects, and apartments that allegedly were stopped late yesterday.
Workers have rallied in Brisbane after a 54-year-old man fell more than 6 metres from a construction site at Boggo Road Station. Members of the Construction Forestry and Energy Union, CFMEU, gathered at Queen's Park before marching through Brisbane streets to protest about current site safety conditions. Transport Minister Mark Bailey said that work had been suspended whilst a safety audit was conducted. The injured man currently remains in a critical condition in hospital.
In national news, taxing sugary drinks could prevent dental cavities and increase health equity amongst Australians for over 10 years. A Melbourne-based study found that a 20% sugar-sweetened beverage tax had overall cost savings of $63.5 million from a societal perspective. According to a Monash University study, a 20% tax is cost-effective to prevent dental caries and increase health equity in light of benefiting lower socioeconomic groups who are typically vulnerable to poor oral health. However, critics raise how the tax could create an additional economic penalty for lower income communities.
Magistrate Louise Taylor is set to be announced Australia's first female Indigenous Supreme Court judge. It will be the second time she has made history after being appointed ACT's first Indigenous magistrate in 2018. Magistrate Taylor will be appointed in Canberra today and will be the ACT's sixth judge, with her swearing-in expected within weeks.
In international news, the Taliban's ban on women's beauty salons began today as the one-month closing notice came to an end. The Taliban claims the services are forbidden in Islam and are too expensive for men to pay for. Around 60,000 women will lose their jobs due to the ban.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV dex is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.